Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, on December 21, 2025. Today's briefing covers key market developments and signals that could influence positioning going into next year. Bitcoin mining stocks rose sharply on Friday, gaining 9.43% as all of the top 10 public miners ended the week with positive returns, including three with double-digit gains. Meanwhile, Bitcoin and Ethereum are approaching critical support zones. Fundstrat projects a potential correction in 2026, with Bitcoin possibly retracing to around $60,000 and Ethereum to a range between $1,800 and $2,000. In notable flow activity, XRP whales accumulated roughly $642 million worth of 330 million tokens over 48 hours. This large holder interest comes as XRP struggles to break key resistance levels and attempts to stabilize near $1.94. with crucial support between $1.82 and $1.87. Analysts caution that without sustained inflows, XRP may face further pressure toward the $1.50 to $1.66 range. Nonetheless, its institutional appeal tied to cross-border payment applications remains a factor to watch. Institutional behavior reveals a nuanced picture. U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have decreased holdings by 24,000 BTC in Q4 2025, indicating a decline in institutional demand. This sell-off adds downside pressure, aligning with the Fundstrat forecast of a sizable price correction. Conversely, strong year-end interest is evident in Bitcoin mining stocks' advance, signaling selective confidence in mining operations. Hilbert Group's acquisition of Enigma Nordic, a high-frequency trading platform, for $32 million marks a strategic move to enhance algorithmic trading capabilities. Enigma posted a $5.4 billion trading volume and a sharp ratio above 3.0, highlighting effective market-neutral strategies that focus on short-term inefficiencies amid growing crypto market sophistication. On the policy front, over 125 crypto companies, including Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken, have united against U.S. banking lobby pressure targeting stablecoin yield mechanisms. The Genius Act's prohibition of dividend payments to stablecoin issuers has a loophole allowing yields to pass through third-party platforms, drawing the bank's push for closure due to regulatory arbitrage concerns. Additionally, the Republic of the Marshall Islands recently conducted a universal basic income pilot using USD M1 tokens on the Stellar blockchain. This initiative exemplifies a shift from physical cash toward digital assets for social welfare programs, potentially opening avenues for blockchain-based financial inclusion efforts. Security remains a critical risk area. A recent address poisoning scam led to a loss of nearly $50 million in USDT, where a copied wallet address closely mimicked a legitimate one. This incident underscores ongoing vulnerabilities amid broader crypto theft losses that have now reached nearly $90 billion since the industry's inception. Looking ahead, key levels to monitor include Bitcoin's potential support close to $60,000 and Ethereum's $1,800 to $2,000 range, which could define market direction in the early months of 2026. XRP's support zone between $1.82 and $1.87 will also be critical to its near-term outlook, influenced by continued whale activity. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.